News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
News is we have raised over 20,000 euro, and thank you to everybody who contributed to Make-A-Wish.
That's just on breakfast.
That's just on breakfast. But the bad news is because we have raised that money, we have to exercise our forfeit. We'll get to that forfeit in a moment. But first off, just have a listen to what this money actually will do.
Eli was born with an organ that never worked. Throughout the years, it was misdiagnosed, kind of covered up with maybe reflux, colic, you know. However, it came to light only a few months ago that unfortunately surgery is needed for Eli with this. He has had a number of hospital stays also and has been critically ill with it too. So he has recently come out of hospital. We're only out of hospital, I think, 2 weeks, where he's there for also a few weeks. And it looks like surgery really is the last thing for it. His life will look very different to all of ours, but our hope with Eli is that once this surgery happens, that he will be able to fulfill his dreams. We went through loads of different things. Would Eli like to travel? Would we like to go see somebody? And Eli, the first thing he said is, the Six Nations are coming up. I hope I'm well enough. If it's a possibility, I'd love to go to the match.
We also got a hotel to stay in, which was right beside the Aviva Stadium. And that was a very nice hotel that we stayed in. And then before we went to the match, we were walking around Dublin.
Make-A-Wish are able to give that extra help. And it's something that you wish for as parents that you were able to give, but due to finances and organisation, you're trying to organise medical needs. And of course, you know, with two children who are quite critically ill, I just wouldn't have the time to do this. And they take all of that away. They're really incredible.
They absolutely are incredible. That is what the money you have donated is doing. It's fantastic. It's not too late to donate. Makeawish.ie/donate. It's too late for us, Ciara, to get out of our forfeits, though. Come on, give me the bad news. You're handing me something that's an anathema to me.
A wild rover. Put it on.
Okay, I'm now donning something I never thought I would ever do. I'm donning a Shamrock Rovers jersey.
I should say you're covering the rebellion in Shane. He has a Shamrock Rovers jersey going on over his Bows jersey.
It's like a coat of armour underneath the Rovers jersey.
To protect, so your skin doesn't burn.
It's a snug fit. I'm not sure about the stripes, the horizontal stripes. They don't do a lot for the fuller figure.
You don't have a fuller figure, Shane Coleman, would you stop?
Anyway, so that's my forfeit. Ciara, remind me what your forfeit was again. I've forgotten. Something to do with Seamus.
Is that his name?
Seamus the Snake is here.
Beside me is a very, very large crate that there are noises coming from.
Seamus is as docile as anything.
And Dave from Dave's Jungle is here, and he's brought in. And I was hoping you're going to have to talk. I actually feel physically sick.
Okay, Dave, will you?
I'm extremely nervous. I don't want to look at the snake.
Release the
kraken.
Jesus Christ!
Sorry, I didn't mean to curse on air.
Yes, it's fair to say Seamus is a pretty.
I'm not going to look.
Big snake, and Ciara is just about to be introduced to him. Dave, we'll grab a word with you in a moment. Ciara, how are you feeling right now?
I actually could throw up. I haven't looked at the snake properly yet.
Yeah. He's a big fella.
I'm going to start to cry. I might actually cry.
Is he about what? How long is he?
He's about 11 feet long.
Oh,
11
for feet long. Jesus' sake. Look at my hand.
Ciara, turn around and face your fears.
I'm going to let it go on me, but I'm not going to look at it. Oh. Give me a break.
Okay. Are you willing to let the snake go on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might need to move back a little bit.
Okay. You need to move back.
Okay. Do I need to stand up or anything?
Yeah, it might help, all right.
Can you lift up the mic here so we can hear you scream?
No. It doesn't go up.
Okay, don't worry. We'll hear you anyway.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Ciara.
He has a smell.
Is donning the snake.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Actually, it kind of suits you.
No, it doesn't.
Don't you have a skirt that matches that?
I do, but don't tell him that. Don't tell him I have snakeskin skirt.
Ciara, fantastic. You have confronted.
No, not really.
There's better control there.
I'm not going to look at him. I have no control.
Right. Dave has now handed over control of the snake.
He's really heavy. And he's actually...
To Ciara.
going round my neck and he wants to kill me. I know it.
Dave, tell me a little bit about, Dave's just gone off and left Ciara to it. Dave, tell me a little bit about Seamus.
He's really heavy.
Seamus, he's actually an Irish born snake, originally from Burma. And he's a lovely fella. He's really gentle, very misunderstood. Like,
yeah.
He's never tried to.
Dave, I think
constrict.
I might have to give him back to you.
Dave, I think.
Is you, he killing? Yeah. Is he's the only thing you can do is damage
heavy.
Your back, really, because he's so
he's
heavy.
He's actually really, really heavy. He's
okay.
hurting me.
Dave, yeah, we'll let you go and,
oh
and,
my God.
And take Seamus.
I still haven't
Ciara.
Looked at Seamus.
Ciara, well done.
Thank you.
That wasn't easy.
No. Is he gone? His head is gone. I don't want to see his head.
Yeah, I just have to guess.
Sorry, folks. I hope this works on well on radio as it does.
He's taking my earphones. The snake has got the earphones.
Ciara, sit down and tell us.
Oh, he's got your wire there. You got that.
Okay. Never work with snakes or our kids on live
radio. I'm really sorry. I didn't have that on me for very long. He weighs how much does he weigh?
He's, 20 kg.
He was heavy.
You did it. Well done. You faced your greatest fear for Make-A-Wish.
My apologies. That was. I don't know how that works on radio. I didn't even look at Seamus's face. Not once. I didn't really see him.
You were brilliant. You were really brave. And
sick.
So look, if Ciara can put a snake around her neck, you guys can get in touch with Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish.ie/donate. It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant cause. It makes wishes come true. And makes dreams come true. So let's please continue to donate throughout the day. And we'll be out. I'll be out on the streets of Dublin with a bucket in a few minutes.
Will, Shane.
Ciara, I think you need a holiday after
I this. Actually do. I'm not here next week, but I actually have to take some time off after that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.